Just follow the breath. The breath will guide you always. The breath will guide you back to your body. Follow the breath. With the exhalation, it can sink you, settle you gently down, down into the body more and more deeply. And sometimes the exhalation is an invitation to release, giving the body consciousness in its solid expression, giving it permission to release. Releasing tension, releasing emotion. The inhalation, an invitation to expand. A memory of the necessity of opening. Of becoming lighter. Filling up, drinking in. Follow the breath. It helps to anchor you into the body anchoring onto the specific coordinates on the earth. You occupy a set of coordinates in the quantum field, as it were, but the body occupies nodal points relative to the earth grid. And just you breathing consciously, slow and deep and clear. Then you line up suddenly, sinking in, lining up. Balancing, in your particular, specific, and special nodal point on the grids that you are anchoring for the planetary light grids. There's so much fatigue now. Do we even have to say that? In fact, I'm going to just take a little nap now. I've tapped myself out just in the last 5 minutes. I need a nap and then I'll come back to this. There are a lot of reasons for this, and we're going to look into just a couple, because this week right now we need to understand or layer in some other understandings of why you possibly are feeling exhausted, because otherwise, our human aspect will have a tendency to make it very much have a very myopic perception, and therefore the experience will be, well, for goodness sake, what is wrong with me? I can't remember this. I can't, I don't have the juice for this anymore. I can't seem to get a good night's sleep, and on, what is wrong with me? We've spoken about this before, this phenomenon, this process, this momentum wherein things are trying to leave you. Meaning the energy bundles that are not a vibrational match to you and they don't match. So with a lot of us, it's very possible that you have already changed your coordinates to some degree in the quantum field. And so there's going to be a swath of energies that are vibrating with still the old version of you. Remember this whole idea of this is a very broad and I will say rather simplistic understanding that, but it's very, it's true, but it's way more complex how we say we are effectively bridging third, fourth, and fifth dimensional bandwidths between the physical most aspect of us, programmed, entrenched, still hooked into that third dimensional matrix, all the way up to the fifth dimensional aspects of our being. Now, of course, the more expanded aspects of you on the light frequency energy spectrum of who and what you are at the highest levels, that occupies, explores, expands into, creates, and is master of many, many more expanded dimensional realms than just the fifth dimension. The fifth dimensional bandwidth is probably the one that we're most, it would still be connected to the you basically that's listening to this right now. That fifth dimensional bandwidth is what you can still touch in with, resonate with. And sometimes one thing that has been happening, because we went through a bit of a timeline jump, in the last week or so? So sometimes we slip and slide across timelines, vibrating ourselves into timelines and higher timelines, and then slip sliding back down and becoming more vibrational match to slightly lower or denser timelines as well. And we can sometimes do that multiple times in a day, right? See, I'm getting like a tension headache just talking about this. I'm kidding, but do you know what I mean? There's so much more going on than just the stuff that's going on in your life. And that is not insignificant at all. What is going on in your life, in your relationships, in the lived, the sort of bricks and mortar aspect of your life, finances and health and relationships, just that alone would be sufficient for all of us to just pile into a room and go, oh my God, I'm like exhausted. But there really is so much more going on from a quantum standpoint, from an energetic standpoint, an ascension standpoint. So we move through these dimensional bandwidths, and it is almost as though there are aspects of us sometimes that are still lingering in that sort of previous timeline, that previous vibrational version of you, that previous vibrational version of you that was on the other timeline, and that could be yesterday. That previous version of you that calibrated to and occupied a different set of sort of coordinates in the quantum field, that one had, there would be ideas that were resonant with that one, that version of you. There would be protocols and processes and desires, and you could have a bit of a vibrational shift, level up a little bit, and suddenly from one day to the next, suddenly you've got no juice for one thing, for something that you were working on or kind of excited about. Or something that you said that you would do, suddenly you're not a vibrational match to it anymore. You don't want to go, you don't want to spend time with that person or whatever it is. And we are, as I said, slip sliding back and forth. Sometimes something will arise within our own lives. It could be something on the world state, a piece of information that comes to us, and our emotional body can become inflamed, destabilized, and we're going to calibrate differently. We're going to vibrate differently at that vibrational set point. And there's nothing wrong with that. This is the process that we're in. Ultimately, again, this is an ascension process. This is an extrication process, meaning we're going to rise. That is why you're listening to this kind of information. That is why you're a part of this kind of a group. That is the momentum. That is a part of the mission that you signed up for as a Master of Light incarnate on this planet. This is, as we always say, this is just kind of the messy, tangled part of that process. The boots on the ground part. With the tendrils of that third dimensional bandwidth and all of the density and the programming and the deep polarization, the suffering and the shadow, there's still tendrils of that in you, in me, in the human construct. That's what I mean. Remember that when I say you and me. I mean in the human construct aspect, which is basically the dream of you, the dream of who you are, the dream of who I am. It's not the actuality. But that is the construct that is navigating these times. And we must factor it in. And we must do so with love and compassion as much as possible for ourselves and for one another. So there are tendrils of that lower vibrational third dimensional matrix that we were all, every one of us listening to this, was well and truly saturated with the vibrational frequential indoctrination. That is basically the fabric of that third dimensional bandwidth. Those tendrils remain in our psyche, our emotional body. Ultimately, we will transcend that. We will alchemize that. Don't worry. Don't worry. But, and it goes the other way. We will often still have tendrils where we will be holding on. So this is something now. Just be aware of this. You don't have to necessarily do anything right now. God knows you don't need one more thing to do. Just notice. Do you remember that? This came up maybe about a month ago. Because we still have our energetic tendrils hooked back into aspects of a lower vibrational timeline that we might have been on. Perhaps we even invested a lot of energy in that. We perhaps even loaded it up with a lot of dreams, attempting to make things happen, attempting to make things come together, stay together, all of that. Just notice where you have energetic tendrils still clinging to something that basically was a vibrational match to an old version of you. Oh, yeah. Did you feel that one? I just did. Whammo. those were the dreams that resonated with an older version of you. And that version occupied a different set of coordinates in the quantum field, and therefore the people there, the dreams, the whatever it might be, the foods, the books, the protocols, the beliefs, all of that, that recalibrate and resonate at that set of coordinates in the quantum field. That's what they occupy. But you, I promise you, have shifted. And you actually occupy a different set of coordinates. You are anchoring a different nodal point now, as it were, on the earth grid. So we can imagine broadly there's a sort of a horizontal plane of the earth grids, and there's a vertical plane of the earth grids. We'll get into that some other time. So your nodal point, there will be vertical, just like there are multiple dimensional versions of everything, of you, of every possibility, every relationship, every person, everything. There are multiple dimensional versions of that. And depending on where you're calibrating, you will connect to, plug into, enter the portal through the portal of that different, that particular vibration, that portal that matches your vibration. And you will then access and have an experience of that person, that opportunity, and so on. I hope this is making sense. So your nodal point on the earth grid might not have changed, i.e. you might still be living in the same place. But because you have shifted vibrationally, and your vibrational and frequential set point has shifted, you will then be experiencing your nodal point differently. You'll be able to access different levels of consciousness, different levels of nature spirit consciousness, nature intelligences. And because we went through a timeline shift recently, a lot of us are probably in that, whoa, it's like we're jet lagged. You're 60% anchored at your new frequency node points right now, or vibrational set points. But you are absolutely going to have aspects of the human construct that are still, it's like they haven't gotten the memo yet. We've talked about this before, this is coming up again, just a little bit, not as much as before, but this idea that, again, from the other side of it, there are energies, energy bundles, and that from a very broad perspective, we could refer to people, relationships in our lives as energy bundles that present, simply present in your field and your hologram show up. There are energy bundles that can feel that you're not a vibrational match to them. They're not a vibrational match to you. They're trying to leave you. Or it's just not feeling comfortable. So this is coming up again a little bit. So again, don't want to overload you too much with information right now. You know, your brain doesn't need more pieces of information necessarily to have to process. This is by way of attempting to just help you to understand, perhaps if this resonates with you, if this resonates as truth for you, perhaps why you are feeling exhausted, maybe even a little bit flatlined. Things that you think you, quote-unquote, should be more excited about. Also, it is very possible very probable that you are getting signals in your body of stress and tension, and it might be that they're getting a little bit deeper. So let's explore that. This is something we're going to do. Let's explore that just a little bit. So this last part here, last 10 minutes or so. It would be great if you're lying down, but if not, that's okay. If you're sitting up, that's okay. So there are parts of the body that are coming up for the group, interestingly. So let's just alight upon a few of them and sink into them. Place your awareness on them in your body. First one, big time, is the eyes. Something to say about that relative to older versions of you, newer versions of you. And this is relative to screen time and that sort of low bandwidth of frequency that is being emitted from those screens. There is going to come a time where we will vibrate ourselves to a point where we're not going to be as affected by that. We're going to vibrate ourselves kind of right out of that, even that sort of bandwidth. We probably won't have much draw or connection or attraction to them anymore either. But while we move through the bumpy bits, and the fourth dimension and all of that, and the body keeps recalibrating, leveling up, there's a lot more to do. There's still going to be a goodly amount of time here where we are going to be affected by that, no question. So you've leveled up, and the screens are probably more vibrational match to an older version of you. So you might have been feeling that you're sort of more sensitive to that. Just be aware of that. That might be something as well. So the eyes, just noticing, feeling the eyes. Perhaps you even want to, you know, place the thumbs very gently, the heels of the hand maybe, and just with the eyes closed, even just press on the eyeballs just a little bit, press and release. And if you've got nothing to compare to, you might not really be aware of whether or not, oh, wow, the little buggers feel really hard and tight and tense. You might not really have a comparison of that, but it's possible that they are. It's possible that they are. Just feeling that. You can even press up sort of on an angle as though pointing toward, the thumbs pointing toward each other, toward the center of the eyebrows, up and toward the center. Pressing there. It's a bit of a little nerve plexus up there. Putting a little pressure there and releasing, increasing a little bit of blood flow there. Tension, deep tension. Sometimes for some of you, it's even as though the optic nerves, some nerves on the back of the eyeball are getting pulled tighter. Some of you are like, oh my God, that's so true. Okay, so just notice. That's what I mean by your body's probably been giving you signals, but they're getting a little bit deeper. The eyes, now for some of you, that's going to extend out to the temples as well. So now it's just the opportunity to notice, breathe, Perhaps you're even going to shift your facial, sort of the arrangement of those facial muscles. Maybe in mentioning it now, you realize that, oh wow, I was sort of pinching my eyebrows together all this time. Totally didn't realize that. Relax down. Facial muscles softening. Good. Base of the skull. Top of the shoulders, where the bottom of the neck, the cervical spine, meets the shoulders there. And here you might want to let the head drop very gently forward. Just stretch that out a little bit. Taking a couple of breaths and being aware of the upper chest, and imagine that when you inhale, that this, you know, the collarbone, the upper chest, imagine as you inhale that that expands out horizontally. So there's a bit of a collapse that's been happening, a caving in sort of the chest a little bit. So just be aware of that. And when you inhale, imagine that you expand out horizontally across the clavicle, the collarbone. And then when you exhale, the shoulders drop. Inhale, expanding out horizontally, and exhale, drop the shoulders at that new expanded alignment point. Solar plexus and the gut down lower. The enteric nerve plexus there in the gut. Softening. Repatterning the nerve plexus. Wrists and forearms. For some, it's hips and lower back. Aligning body, striving to maintain its alignment through this barrage of energies. Think about your calves, do you? Just notice them right now. for balancing muscles, the musculature of support and attempting to maintain balance. Good. For some, it'll come up to your knees as well. Good. And we come all the way up. Last thing that I see is the scalp. Sorry, that was the second last. The last thing now is the jaw. Jaw has just come up now. Remember again, as always, what is coming up is what is getting alchemized, enlightened, expanded, softened. The group energy is amplifying your own body's ability to do this. We are doing this together. It is a supportive environment right now that you are in. And your body is bathed in this supportive, this soup, this vibrational fabric of the group energies. In addition to nature and the earth grids and the ascension grids and the crystalline grids and all of that. To say nothing of your own biochemistry, which now, look at you, you rock star, has shifted. Good. You're doing a wonderful job.